Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I'm joined by Harrison Fagan. Harrison, God bless the Rockets.
For real. Like, you know, we thought that we had probably like a couple quiet days until, you know, all the madness started. But the Rockets were like, hold on. Our beer from Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Our like $7.50 Miller Lite.
Yeah.
From Bubba Gump. Yeah. No, it's like this NBA offseason is already going to be super drunk, right? So I said that like this story coming out from the Rockets is like pre-gaming before you go to an open bar wedding. Like it's just
this is like I guess pre-gaming, if like pre-gaming means like not just like drink a little bit, it means like take shots and then head out.
Oh, hey, an edible, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this offseason is going to be weird enough. Like, even if it's just your typical NBA offseason where not as much is going on or whatever, it's still going to be truncated down to like 3 weeks before the NBA camps start. So like, it's going to be insane. And then you drop this on top of it where Russell Westbrook getting traded is going to be complicated in and of itself because of the type of deal that he has. But anytime you have a name like Russell Westbrook moving, you're going to have the teams lining up and trying to get their cap space for Giannis a year from now. Who knows what the Warriors are going to do. And despite his vote of confidence, I'm not necessarily, I buy that James Harden is locked in on the Rockets as where he wants to be.
It was very funny that like the quote was from that source, i.e. James Harden and or his agent, was just quote locked in. That was it. that was the full extent of the quote that they used, which like that could mean a lot of different things. That could mean like he is locked into his contract, like he is literally locked inside the Rockets practice facility, hiding from them while he's literally dodging their phone calls, like
in a strip club. Like, you know, it's just like the last part of that sentence was just cut off. Who knows where he might be? He and Lou Williams might be eating some lemon pepper wings. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, look, former teammate Lou Williams, probably his favorite teammate ever.
So the whole thing here with the Rockets is funny in and of itself, but then you add to it the fact that the Clippers might be interested in trading for Russell Westbrook, which is just like, if you were to think of the funniest outcome to all of this, it has to be Westbrook going to the Clippers, right?
No, it's Westbrook for Paul George. That's the funniest outcome to all of this.
Only for Westbrook to hit a three-pointer off the side of the backboard too.
It's like Westbrook
stars who hit the Westbrook can't hit that shot.
Westbrook fuming because Kawhi Leonard is taking the ball out of his hands while James Harden and Paul George just have a passive aggressive off while they try to get their numbers in Houston under, you know, like Bubba Gump Dolan. And like, it's just, it would be so beautiful. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess we haven't had a lot of positivity in 2020. So we do deserve this. Like, we deserve a Westbrook for Paul George trade.
We do. Honestly,
I don't think it's going to happen, but we deserve it.
I hope that somebody out there isn't a Lakers fan listening to this and they're saying, we haven't had a lot of positivity in a year when the Lakers won a championship.
Well, I just mean in the world in general, but yes, you are a point taken.
But the whole thing here, like, every time I think about it, I think of some new funny detail, right? Like the fact that this wasn't something I thought of, this is an actual report, but the fact that James Harden was yelling at Austin Rivers for standing up in a corner and that being the reason he missed a free throw. Like, how soft can you possibly be? Like, that's about as soft as it gets. Oh, sit down over there. I'm shooting a free throw where you're not even really in my line of sight. What?
I know. It's like there's that. There's that. There's apparently Trevor Ariza not wanting to come back because someone owes him an apology. He's not like it's not clear who owes him an apology. apology, but someone does. Like Eric Gordon being frustrated that his role's constantly getting yanked around. Danuel House wants a bigger role, is like upset with the size of his role. Like PJ Tucker is mad that he's not getting paid. Like yeah, PJ Tucker's a nice player, but like PJ Tucker is upset that he's not getting like a giant contract. Like what is in the water in Houston?
I don't know, but the PJ Tucker one is really fun. There's a bunch of stuff that we can.
PJ Tucker deserves more money. Don't get me wrong. Than he is being paid. It's a hilarious sentence to hear. PJ Tucker is upset with his contract, like the man who brought 9,000 pairs of shoes to the NBA bubble and got more shipped out there in a custom shoe closet just to get eliminated 5 games into the second round. Like.
Yeah, let's take a quick second here. When we come back, I want to keep laughing at this, but then eventually we'll get around to like where this affects the Lakers. Today's show is brought to you in part by Built Go. Head on over to builtgo.com, use promo code LOCKED, and you'll save 20% off your next order. The news from today from Houston should probably be enough to get you through that wall. But seeing as that wall just feels like it keeps getting thicker and stronger and tougher to break on through, well, Built Go is there to help you out through that feeling. And I'm telling you, it's just become this huge, just thinking about draft stuff the other day made me exhausted. And I was thinking, the reason it made me think about that is because like I have to do a lot of thinking about this to catch up to where everybody else is. Built Go was great in that I just took that pack and gave it a second to kick in, felt way better, and then just started my research on it. And that's what you guys can do as well. So again, head on over to builtgo.com, use promo code LOCKED, and save 20% off your next order. One more time, promo code LOCKED at builtgo.com. Builtgo.com, let's go. Do you know how old PJ Tucker is?
31?
Keep going higher.
33?
Higher.
34?
Higher.
Are you 35?
35 years old, Harrison.
Oh, man, I did not realize that.
And he wants a bigger contract. Like
want to feel old? PJ Tucker's 35.
He has 3,000 shoes for every year he's been on Earth.
If you would have told, I feel like I knew this, but like I definitely would have guessed right now that PJ Tucker was younger than me.
Yeah, I mean, wait, so how old are you? Are you 30 yet? You're not 30 yet.
No, I'm not 30.
Are you 28? How old are you?
Oh, this is a fun game now.
I'm obviously getting 20. Closer.
I'm 29 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, I leapfrogged you. See, I gave you some credit. You were only negative things.
No, you guessed 31st. What do you mean you gave me some credit?
No, I asked you are you 30 yet? Like, are you?
Oh,
are
okay.
You,
all right. Like, yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, PJ Tucker is 35 years old. He probably wouldn't be in the NBA if not for the charge call. And he's demanding a larger contract. What?
Yeah, the 35 thing is interesting. I mean, in a vacuum, he is underpaid for like how valuable he is to that team and like the style of play that he allowed them to play by sacrificing his body. And
but where'd that style of play get them though? Like that, people keep making that point, but where'd that style of play get them?
I mean, it's still like it's still a physical toll that it takes on him to be able to do that. And like that is a valuable, like PJ Tucker, all I'm saying is that he is more valuable than what he is being paid right now. I'm not saying he should be getting a max by any means, but like, what's he making? I think like $8 million.
I think around there. I'll look it up, but yeah, I think it's around there.
It was in that Bad Athletic story, but I'm blanking on it right now. Like I think it's like $6 or $8 million. Like he's worth more than he's getting paid on this market.
Yeah, he signed a 4-year, $32 million contract. This next season, he'll be getting basically a hair under $8 million.
Yeah, and like he's mad that they won't open prematurely, like eat up their cap space to open up a negotiation with him and like pay him more. Like, I mean, I get why he's upset, but I also get why the Rockets were not going to do that for a 35-year-old. Like no. You got to have some self-awareness. I understand wanting more money. Look, anybody in the sports media industry understands wanting more money, but like you got to know the situation you're in, and like your owner's broke. Like. Like Tillman Fertitta, or as Kendrick Perkins said, like, you know, tall man Fertitta is not paying the luxury tax to like give PJ Tucker a raise. Like,
my favorite part of the Fertitta thing is that like I'm 95% sure that he said Fertitta because that's how Harden pronounces his name to Perk when they talk about it.
Yeah, or like he calls him like the Frito Man or something like he just yeah. like it all blends together. But that was
Cheap Zach Man Dorito, Lowe's face like
Zach Lowe's face on that was just like everyone watching a Kendrick Perkins segment. Like all of a sudden he just starts screaming and Zach Lowe's eyes just go wide like I do when I think you're about to get me fired from a job on a podcast. Like,
oh man. So so PJ Tucker, I don't know if I would want the Lakers even to pay him more than 10, maybe 12. It's a 1 year contract. I don't know what kind of contract he's expecting. He's not going to get a long-term one. Like he's not going to be paid for 4 years down the road. He'd be 39.
Yeah, I didn't even think of the fact that he was 35. Like that's why he wants a long-term deal is because he's not going to get one of those on the open market and probably just realize that like he should have been getting paid more during this like deal. And he kind of got, you know, bought and sold a little bit.
A little bit, but you know, you get to yell at your agent over that. That's not
your agent's fault. That's not Daryl Morey. I mean, it is a little bit Daryl Morey's fault, but like what's he supposed to do? He's just doing his job. Like,
right. And then you have Danwell House who's demanding a larger role. And look, this is
House demanding a larger role is objectively the funniest part of that story. Like there's no, like, I understand everybody wants to laugh about like Harden doesn't want to be held accountable by like, which like, no duh, Harden doesn't want to be accountable by Russell Westbrook. Like this guy that just shot like 8 for 32 is coming in and yelling at me after I was like super efficient once again. Like I'm not really going to take to that either. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, when you're like an MVP candidate every year, I understand there are legitimate criticisms of Harden. I just, if I'm him, I don't know if I'm taking those from Westbrook the way that he played. Yeah. And then like, there's a lot of funny stuff. Danuel House, the man who got kicked out of the bubble for sneaking a coronavirus tester into his room while married, and then has the audacity to leak that he is upset with his role as part of this Rockets like Schadenfreude story is like, I just give me the confidence of anyone involved in this. Like, give me the confidence of Russell Westbrook to fail for every single month that I was with the Rockets, except for like one, and be like, you know what the problem is? I didn't have a big enough role. And then like, and then Danuel House to be like, you know what the issue was? I didn't get more shots. Like, that's probably our biggest problem right now. Like,
have you seen Hamilton? Did you watch Hamilton when it
released? Yeah, I actually really did not enjoy it, but I know you do.
Well, sure, but like there's a scene there where Aaron Burr approaches George Washington, right? Because George Washington saying he needs a right-hand man. And Aaron Burr like approaches him about like filling that role. And Washington basically like listens to him and then says, okay, yeah, go away. Hamilton's here. He's my guy. That's basically House, right? Like House shows up. It's like they're trying to figure out like, man, what's going wrong with us? The Lakers are just... they're killing us everywhere. What are we going to do? And then House shows up. I got an idea, guys. I figured it out.
Give me the ball and get out of my way, Danuel House.
Danuel, how can you talk about role when you're role playing in the bubble? Like, what are you guys doing?
Oh my God. He's like, do you guys see me locking up LeBron out there? Just give me some more shots. I got to go toe to toe with him. It's like LeBron has 30 and it's halftime.
All right, let's take another quick.
This is just the most delusional possible group of people. Like, and we haven't even gotten to Fertitta. Like, it's just, I just don't like, I was reading this whole thing. Like, how is this not an Onion article? I don't like every detail is funnier.
Oh man, I'm having a heart attack, I think.
Anthony literally cannot breathe. He's like falling over in his chair right now. For those of you that do not have the video, which is really unfortunate.
I'm just picturing like Mike D'Antoni has his like head in his hands. Like, what are we going to do? James Harden just continues to stand at half court in plays that he isn't being used. Russell Westbrook.
James Harden has his phone open on Tinder while Russell Westbrook's dribbling the ball and jacking up another off the dribble three.
Yeah.
Danuel House is like, get me the rock, guys. James Harden looks up from his phone to scream at Austin Rivers for like distracting him.
Austin, get off the Wi-Fi. My Tinder's too slow.
You know what? I take it back. Like, maybe the funnier detail in that story is Austin Rivers. They're like, Austin Rivers, who announced on the Ringer podcast that he will be opting out of his player option. Like, yeah, I would be too if James Harden yelled at me for making him miss a free throw for standing on the bench.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm sorry. I know you have to go to break. I apologize.
I can't help it. I just can't, like, keep laughing. I'm going to laugh through the break. It's just we're heading into this like insane off season, and we're coming off of the longest season in the history of basketball, and that's on top of everything else that 2020 has provided us. So shouts to the Rockets for just giving me a reason to like legitimately feel at one point in that last segment like I was having a heart attack. I started having chest pains. I was laughing so hard. So shouts to the Rockets for that. So the Tillman Fertitta angle of this, and this is actually where we get to bring this conversation back to the Lakers, because
how can the Lakers take advantage of this idiot? I think is the title of this segment.
Well, Robert Covington is an interesting piece, but the key, I want to know where, I want to be in the room where Harden tells Fertitta he's paying less in taxes than he is. And then just how angry Fertitta gets at that conversation. But like Fertitta, so where I want to compare this to the Lakers is, you know, go back to where we were when Magic left and there was the secret executive, right? The shadow executive who was potentially interested in the Lakers gig. You had the botching of Tyronn Lue being hired and then not hired. You know,
LeBron making a fart sound to describe their offseason additions. Yeah. Like, how quickly we forget the Lakers were this last year. Like,
right. And you know what it all kind of comes back to is, you know, and Pete has talked about this now that, you know, he's with the organization, but he says that, and the Lakers themselves have talked about this, where the Lakers basically said like, yeah, we could have addressed the public, but what would we have even said there? Right. Like James Harden comes out and he says, hey, I am locked in, or he leaks that he is locked in with the Rockets. Like, that's not something that you should be telling people, that you should have to tell people. That should just kind of come without saying. And so the Lakers basically approach it and said, we're just going to shut up, handle our business, and see where that leaves us at the end of this long process of regaining a sense of nonsense or a lack of nonsense. Whereas the Rockets are going the opposite direction, where you have all of these voices who are all trying to look the best in this completely bungled situation. And so either you have to show a united front with what you're going to say publicly, or don't say anything. But the one thing you can't do is what the Rockets are trying to do right now, where everybody is trying to show that no, I'm the adult in the room, when there very clearly isn't one.
Yeah. So, I mean, two things there. For one, the Rockets clearly need to read Tall Man Furtado's book, Shut Up and Listen, which is the funniest book cover of all time, because especially now in like retrospect, because, yeah, you know, it's like, it's this guy who is like clearly not very competent to really be running anything. Comes right from like a really rich family, like just with just half his face on the book cover. And it's just him doing this like half smile, like he's about to like kind of scream at you or make an inappropriate joke. And it just says, shut up and listen. Like, and maybe the Rockets need to read that, or at least just like the cover, because that might help them, rather than every single person trying to control the narrative with a different story and making them look insane like this story did. Yeah. But all the other thing, to James Harden's credit, if you read that story, it does not sound like the majority of it came from James Harden. Like, there's locked in quote for sure, but then there's a lot of criticism of, you know, we can kind of guess at whose camp this maybe came from by the fact that, like, who's the one that doesn't really catch any strays or get any critical analysis analysis of themselves in the story. It's Westbrook. Like, yeah. nobody questions. There's no skepticism about, like, I was talking with someone about this tonight. There's no skepticism about Westbrook, you know, leaking that he wants a similar role that, you know, he had with the Thunder when he's on the wrong side of 30 and just is coming off like the worst season of his career. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, we're hearing all this stuff about like, oh, Russell Westbrook wanted accountability and like James Harden wasn't willing to stand up to that. It's like I just said, like, why does James Harden need to listen to Russell Westbrook? Like, on one hand, yes, like kind of, but also like James Harden was not the biggest, whatever you want to say, James Harden was not the mm-hmm. biggest problem with that team last year. And like James Harden's mentality was not the biggest problem with that team. It was a problem, but it was not their biggest problem. And so, I mean, I don't know. I just, that did not paint him in a super favorable light. And at the end, we got this quote in like the final graph where they were going to take a like thorough and aggressive look at all of their options. Like, I don't know. I just, my yeah. sense is that the majority of that did not come from Harden. I just wanted to say that.
The Westbrook stuff is fascinating because, you know, Phil Jackson said all the time, the kind of player he never wanted to coach was an aging superstar, right? Because the last person in that room who's going to realize that they might be the problem is going to be that player.
And then he made sure of it with his comments about LeBron when he was with the Knicks, that he would just never have to deal with that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically announced his retirement in that one. But with Westbrook, you know, when the Lakers were playing against the Rockets, it was always like, okay, the Lakers just kind of need to tread water here and then they'll be able to throw the knockout punch as soon as Westbrook comes back into the game. Like, how many all-time great players have you ever said that about? That like as soon as that player comes back into the game, you feel a hell of a lot exponentially better about your team's chances at winning.
Especially like MVP winners is like yeah. prior. And I know Westbrook is not like his MVP was sure. You could say it's a little gimmicky, but he won it like by yeah. any measure. He was one of like, even if you didn't think he was the MVP that year, he was one of like the best five players in the league that year. Like he is a guy who is up there in the all time. Like, you know, like one MVP just automatically kind of puts you into that stratosphere. And like, the only guy, honestly, that I could think about was a guy that was facing him, like, in the playoffs. And even, like, Rajon Rondo was never at that level. But, like, I mean, you can speak to this. Like, when the Lakers were in the finals those years, like, you felt pretty good when Rondo was in the game, especially in 2010 because of the way yeah. Kobe was playing him and allowed him to play free safety. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't –
That's but, a good
like,
comparison.
Even Rondo – like, Rondo was not at – you know, he was not the stature at any point of the player that like Westbrook was.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know. It's just, he's owed like, what is it? Like 100-some million over the next 3 years. Like, and they gave up picks to trade Chris Paul for him. Like, because Tillman Fertitta thought that Chris Paul was the worst contract in the league. And it was like, and I guess Daryl Morey's like, haha, like you're about to learn today.
Right. Right. It, well, the Westbrook thing, you know, it's what I keep kind of coming back to in that, you know, at the end of the day, the loudest voices in your room are always going to set the tone of what your team is capable of both on and off the court. And with somebody like Westbrook who, you know, as you point out in that article, is seemingly incapable of looking in the mirror at some of these problems.
This is a man who is demanding more accountability, but then saying that the problem was that he didn't have a bigger role and he wants to go back to playing the type of role he did in Oklahoma City.
Right.
But he's demanding more accountability from everyone else.
We don't have enough accountability, but it was their fault. Right?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
It's like
screaming
at the room.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. It's like screaming at the room. I am the most humble person you will ever know. You know, like
I'm just
humility.
Gonna say, like, it was Westbrook's trade demand that we heard about first before this story came out. That was the first thing to leak out. Like, we know where this came from. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, well, we know where the bulk of it came from.
It feels like, you know, the guy or the girl who is breaking up with their significant other before that person can break up with him or them, right? Like that's what
it's
this feels like
you can't fire me, I quit.
Right, right. You can't
like
trade
I'm demand
me.
You aren't salary dumping me. I'm demanding a trade.
Exactly. Exactly. I want out. Not I'm demanding a trade. I just want out. Well, we want you out too, dude.
Like, yeah, same. Yeah,
ditto. Like, it's like, but you know, you look at and you know, they're the Lakers are facing their own questions, and whether or not they're going to be able to repeat is going to be an interesting and fascinating thing to behold. But like, you look at the way that Genie kind of set the walking orders across the organization, where we're just going to shut up and work and
listen.
Damn it. I should. I fucked that one up.
You missed that one.
But, you know, you have Genie setting those walking orders, and then you have, you know, LeBron and Genie meeting and coming to terms on this partnership and the way that they're going to get the Lakers back to not being a laughingstock. And then you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James and their games fitting, which obviously helps, right? Russell Westbrook and James Harden's games don't fit. And I think that makes it a little bit more complicated. But you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis coming, seeing eye to eye on what they think is best for the Lakers and the way that they're going to win themselves a championship. And you compare this to all of this nonsense that you see going on here in Houston, and it makes it very clear and concise why the Lakers had the success that they did this year and why they were able to steamroll the Rockets. And
you know, Anthony, I'm gonna break some news here. I think LeBron might be a better leader than James Harden. You know, like, I'm crazy. Just gonna come out here and say it. These are the bold takes you come to Locked On Lakers for.
But like, leadership is this kind of intangible thing. And so when you see it in such clear examples, right? When you see it this obvious and this evident, that you have to take note of that, right? Like, we can laugh at the stuff that you just said, but like, at the end of the day, yeah, that is why the Rockets keep falling over and over and over. James Harden couldn't play with Dwight Howard, right? Whose game fits with James Harden, by the way. Couldn't play with Chris Paul.
To be fair to Harden, that was partially Dwight Howard's fault.
Oh, yeah, sure. But yeah. we keep on giving excuses after excuses for Harden.
No, the Chris Paul thing, I entirely blame Harden for. I think that's the one where he really deserves criticism for not figuring out a way to make that work. Like, yeah, Chris Paul does not always seem like he would be the most fun guy to play with, but they were a great fit. And like, he's certainly a lot better at basketball than Russell Westbrook still. Like,
yeah. And so you look at the situation here with the Rockets, and it's a nice kind of fun reminder that the Lakers are in good hands here. And at least, at the very least, no matter what they have ahead of them with, you know, whether it's their pursuit of Giannis, LeBron James aging himself, you know, whether it's Anthony Davis being asked to carry the mantle from here on out, I feel a lot more confident in the direction or where the Lakers currently sit forever, just because Jeannie Buss is there and she isn't Tillman Fertitta. And that to me is like, we wanted to laugh about a laugh at Tillman Fertitta, but like, it's really hard to laugh when the only thing you can really say about this guy is like, this dude ruined basketball in that city. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that, I mean, that sucks for Houston fans that like, there was not increased vetting to like, figure out like this dude. And like, I just don't understand how he passed muster as an owner. Like, he has not said a single thing like since he took over that made me think, oh, you know, this guy really seems to know what he's talking about. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's basically where we're at, that Fertitta is just this, you know, awful, awful owner. And so long as he owns the Houston Rockets, they are going to suck.
He is like your quintessential fail your way up guy that is like, honestly, the perfect team owner for 2020. Like, you know, at least as a mascot of this year and the status of power in this country at times.
Yep, I agree. All right, that's going to do it then for this episode. We were going to talk draft stuff tonight, but honestly, this Rocket stuff was too great to not laugh at. So I appreciate you guys just listening to me almost have a heart attack. My back started cramping up. You know, my leg is a little sore now, but I enjoyed it. I enjoy laughing at the Rockets. You know, you said that it's too bad for the city of Houston, but it really isn't. I don't feel bad for them. They.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Have you talked to any of their fans? They kind of deserve this. I'm just like, just being real. Like,
they defended the Astros.
Alex Caruso, the nicest man in the NBA. Like,
yeah, they defended the Astros cheating. They defended Yuri Gurriel's racism the year before.
They justified Daryl Morey sending a memo declaring the Rockets champions retroactively because the refs jobbed them.
Yeah, so you know what? I'm glad Tillman Fertitta bought the Rockets. I'm really happy that he did.
You guys deserve each other. Congrats, Info Rockets Twitter.
Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's, and let's just keep laughing at the problem.